What is up, everybody? As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood Ray.
And I'm Speedy.
I'm Vehicle!
And welcome back to the show. What are we doing today, Wes?
Today we're going to be discussing cons, conventions, a lot of fun, adventures, part Drug one
stories.
Of part two of a series.
Yeah.
Ooh, woo. Let's go.
So, we're talking about conventions today.
Convention?
Yes. So what has been your favorite convention of all time? Oh. Of all time, meaning like the 28 so years that you've been alive.
Pickle.
Right, because the only one I've literally been to is NebCon, so I guess NebCon.
Okay, so what year of NebCon was, which one was your favorite?
No.
Like if you could choose one year out of every single
year. Okay, hold on. Before we even start talking about
it. Wait,
NebCon,
let him finish.
Can
let
we explain
finish.
What NebCon is?
Go
yes,
for
it's,
it.
It's our local convention here in Nebraska.
It's, oh, is it my turn
it
now?
Fuck off.
Probably,
I was like, bruh, go.
Probably last year. There. That's all I have to say.
2015. There we
no.
go.
No.
Yeah,
2019.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
yeah.
said 2018.
Oh, no,
I was
no,
like, no.
No,
that was 2 years ago.
No. All right. Go, Wraith. It's your turn. It can be anything.
Mm.
Any year at all. Sexy.
What the fuck was that? It sounded like a fucking dog.
That was the hole in my lung.
Oh.
Don't make fun
coming
of
through my.
I'm not making fun of a.
It happens
just,
every time I'm done drinking something.
It just sounded like a dog at first, just like.
Yeah.
Going,
it's killing me slowly.
Well, while
no,
you're
sorry.
Thinking of yours, I
anyway,
would say.
Anyway, no, I have mine.
Okay.
My all-time favorite.
Okay, go ahead. Do it.
Have to.
Go. Go.
Fuck off. Would have to be, Aeson.
I was literally gonna
fun.
Say Aeson. He's just slapping his legs over here. He's real excited about conventions.
So to explain as to why I was saying explain what it is, because a lot of people might not even know what it is. But for Aeson is 100,000 person convention.
No way.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
And it's fucking cool. It's up in
Chicago.
Never
been there before.
We know. We're trying to get you to go.
I'm telling the people. I've never been there before. I'm not telling you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
God.
You specifically.
I apologize. But yes, we were planning on taking Pickle this year, and we were super excited, but COVID happened.
Well, and it was like, I think we were in it like for like a month, and we're like, okay, things are going to start looking up. And maybe we'll be able to go to this convention.
But I think everybody's thought that, though.
Yeah. Well, that was back in April when things were, like, they were bad, but they started to get way worse in May. And then, like, we're all just like, well, you know, it's, but at that point, we're kind of just like, it's probably going to happen. They're probably going to cancel it. And then we're just like, maybe things will get better by the summer. And then things just kind of stayed shit. And now we don't have our local convention for this year, which is NebCon, which we were talking about earlier. But, okay, so NebCon, since that's pretty much where we all met.
I have been
NebCon.
To Anime Iowa, but that was stupid. The only good thing about Anime Iowa was walking around Iowa.
Yeah, I went to Anime Zing, which is like the same convention hotel as Anime Iowa. It's about the same. It's just, it's a small, maybe it was just the Anime Zing, but
it
was really small.
It's not really a small place that they have it. It's
no,
just,
no.
Nobody goes there and
yeah.
nothing happens. They don't have barely any panels or anything that I give a crap.
It's in like Davenport, Iowa, which is like a small. It's like a small city outside of Des Moines, I think.
I mean, this was in Des Moines.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, no, the one that I went to, I thought they said it was the same hotel as Anime Iowa, but yeah, no, it like you were saying, like that one is there's a huge convention area, but like there's hardly anybody that goes. There's probably
the
like
the funnest part about that was walking around Des Moines, Iowa, which I never thought I'd ever say in my life. But
Des Moines, there's actually some really cool stuff in Des Moines. So is downtown Omaha.
They
I mean, like there's some
whole
cool
entire
stuff.
Sculpture garden in Des Moines, Iowa, and it's also Slipknot country. But
there you go, there you go. But any so we all met at NebCon, which is our home convention here in Nebraska. The hype, NebrascaCon.
God, NebCon was okay. So how the three of us met, we were supposed to do a... So we were... I was Deadpool.
No.
Yeah, Deadpool. Bros. Yeah, I
what
know.
What a traitor.
Shredder.
Trader Joe's? You even shot there,
man,
bro?
Are you even Spider Man?
Wow. Right. Like, do you even
anyway,
Spider-Man, bro?
Do you even Spider Bro?
Do you even... Oh, my God.
I don't.
I've
never cosplayed Spider-Man before.
Anyway. Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Nice.
Nice. So... I'm a clumsy motherfucker. You guys will come to learn this.
Oh, I'm more clumsy.
Clumsy off. Let's go. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. One-up competition. Woo!
But
this is so dumb.
Any horse and sleds. So how we all met was I was Deadpool. Pickle was Robepool.
Which
we called
is
him,
Deadpool.
Which is
robe.
Yes. Which is Deadpool in a robe.
And slippers.
Yes. And slippers. What kind of slippers?
And the picture of Ryan Reynolds on my chest.
Right.
Which I have a story about that later, but...
No, tell it. Tell it real quick.
Right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell it real quick.
Okay, well...
We're telling you
the
my story.
First night, I made the mistake of gluing the picture onto my Deadpool suit, not thinking that the zipper was in the front, and I had to pee. So I had to literally tear the whole entire picture, like, basically in half in order to... go to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
And then when I got out of the bathroom, I just found some tape and glue and I just rigged it up.
Oh my God.
And then the next year I did it, I just put the same Ryan Reynolds picture but on a string and just hung it around my neck so I didn't have to have that
problem. I remember the picture.
Yes.
But
it was like ghetto rigged. It was taped.
It was perfect, though.
But that's like
that's Deadpool, though.
That's like any convention that you go to. By the end of the convention, like you're literally your suit, especially like I don't know, like morph suits and like all those, like the Spider-Man suit that I have. But like you're literally at the end of the convention, you're holding on by duct tape, and if they're there, the cosplay fixer up the ones who like sew stuff up. Like, that's how you're being held out. That's how I get it. So super glued.
No, they a lot of people. If those of you who are listening are cosplayers out. Shout out to you guys. So, but anyway.
Oh, my God. Yes,
so
they
we
are.
Were,
we have 16 average listeners. Good, sir. We do have people that are listening.
People actually enjoy us, and we that actually fills us with joy because you guys actually enjoy our stupid stuff.
Thank you. This is our third episode.
Woo! Yes, this is our third episode. I actually really didn't think we'd get this far. Three episodes?
But also, wait. So we are going back to your story here.
Yes, we're trying to finish my story. We keep going off topic.
Right.
We always
That's us. Here we go.
But, okay, so... We're all running around with as Deadpool with Speedy's uncle.
Yes.
And if you guys remember from the streams or anything like that, Deadpool. So
I don't know if we ever released the video for Deadpool.
No, for the stream. We streamed with Deadpool.
That's right. Never mind. Yeah.
So we were all Deadpool together just running around and got invited to join Speedy's and his friends' panel.
Oh, God.
Which I was also invited to, but
yes.
I couldn't find it.
Are we literally telling the story of this?
Yes,
oh, my God.
I was also invited, but I couldn't find it, so I just didn't go.
Okay.
Which bummed me out so much. So
he told me where it was. He just said there's a panel, okay? Where?
Where, bitch, where?
So Speedy is Pennywise.
Yes.
And so the panel is called How to Make a Friend at a Con.
Which should have been the
first day.
Well, yeah, but like it's a fine enough concept. But like we did not
concept.
Got him.
I figured you were going to tell the part where we didn't even know about.
Don't know about what?
We didn't even know about the panel.
Oh, well, yeah, no, we didn't. We knew about this the day of.
But
so we were literally just like, we're just like bullshitting the entire thing. And my friend was like, oh, don't worry about it. We had these two other hosts that were supposed to be doing the panel. And he's like, oh, it's fine. You'll just improv and come up with whatever. And we're just like, I don't know what to, like, what do you even say?
What do you even say there? And well, it worked. I mean, people actually enjoyed the panel.
Right.
We actually talked to some of the staff and the staff was like, that was actually... Yeah, if you wouldn't have said anything, we totally would have thought that was all like rehearsed or something
like
that. It planned.
What?
It was not bad. Like, and I was also the 10th Doctor.
Oh my god, do you remember the Goku cosplayer that was literally just sitting there?
The Goku cosplayer.
He was answering like all our questions. He's like, you should do this, this. I was like, Goku. Oh.
Go Goku.
Go Goku. Go Goku. Give him that spirit bomb energy.
Hey, Kaioken what? Hey. So, but yeah, that is how we all met. That was, and what's weird is we really didn't hang out as much until I moved up to Lincoln.
Yeah.
And like at that point, it was just me and you hanging out. And
yeah, well, because Ted moved out.
Ted moved out. Some other stuff happened. And we were looking for a roommate. And we talked to Brian. I mean, Pickle. Pickle.
God damn it, you said Pickle. My name.
Pickle, Pickle.
Now people know me.
Pickle. I mean, we were saying each other's name in the first episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we streamed, we were just like, bleh!
Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, so we asked Pickle to move in with us, and at that point we like hadn't all hung out together since con, and we were all just like, God, how exactly did we all meet? Because the year before, me and Pickle ran into each other, because also a thing at NebCon is they have what is called party rooms.
Oh my god.
And the party rooms
crazy
are wild. It's like six party rooms where as long as you have a badge to the convention, you can go into these rooms and party hardy.
Right.
Party. Like it's free alcohol. Some people get their own DJ for it. Like it's wild. They actually have people standing at the door so minors cannot get in.
Well, then there's themes for each room. So there's a Pokemon room. There's like a SpongeBob room.
The Wubba Lubba Dub Pub.
The Wubba Lubba Dub Pub. There's just a bunch of like different themed rooms that they do.
Smitty's room.
Yeah, Smitty.
Smitty Werberman Jensen.
Yes, So I just turned 21 last year too, but I've known about like room parties and like the different themes. Last year we didn't actually get to go to the con for very long.
I did!
Yeah, you did, but we had performances!
Oh no, whose fault is that?
Ours?
Yeah.
We chose to be in those performances.
You sure did.
But we're resume building, but good sir.
Exactly! I was in I was in the Rocky Horror Show!
Yeah.
I was the narrator. It was
boo-boo.
A lot of fun. Ooh. Oh, boo-hoo. I was the narrator. Yeah.
I was rich and be more chill. Hey, oh, boo. Boo-hoo. Yeah, boo-hoo.
I was enjoying my time at NebCon.
All right. Yeah, no, so we went for like 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours.
3 hours, and...
And I got absolutely wasted.
Oh, yeah.
wasted.
I have so many pictures. I have so many pictures.
I was like, where are these pictures at?
The I fuck? So... No, I do have so many pictures. Hell. Like,
okay, yeah,
you're right. And I have so many videos just from that one night.
Oh god.
Speedy was on a dude's shoulders in the elevator. Going up the elevator, he was on the dude's shoulders.
This probably wasn't the smartest idea. Or I bet OSHA would have got us if they would have seen us, but it's fine. It's
bro, like, do you even remember how that felt? Like, it already feels a little weird going up an elevator. But, like, you're not touching the ground or anything.
First of all, I was belligerently drunk at that point. So not only was I belligerently drunk, I was on some... Okay, so I knew him, but I didn't know him all that well. So, like, I was just
sounds
on this...
Sounds so bad.
It's just this guy's shoulders... And an elevator, which is also moving upwards as we're just it was an experience. I cannot explain the feeling of that, but if you ever get the chance, I guess
let's see if we can find that video.
Right, if you ever get the chance to, definitely ride a random person's shoulders while you're belligerently drunk in an elevator. No, that's really bad advice. I wouldn't recommend it. I really wouldn't. But that's just me. Maybe you will.
Man,
live your life.
You've been hanging out with me way too much. You've become a bad influence.
I am a bad influence, bruh. All day, every day.
All day, every day.
What were you saying? What were you saying literally right before the stream? You said, that.
What did you call me earlier?
I said you're a.
Hey. Hold on. Let's see if it.
We're not yelling super loud.
Oh God.
What are you talking about? Oh, this is.
I'm
us.
Like. Oh god. And there's Jackson.
JD Freaky Kiki, we love you. Six Squatch.
Oh. Oh my God. God, that was our fucking game. I think that was while you were in haste. Wait, no. Okay.
No, we were literally right across.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But anyways,
okay, so you can't do a theme without a meme.
Hey. But I also called you a walking, talking shit post.
You did call me a walking, talking shit.
Because it's true. It's so true.
Okay. So, since the big meme right now is the virus of the corn.
What?
Corona.
Oh. Coronavirus.
Shit is real.
Shit is real.
Anyway, so one of the general memes is the, remember the murder hornets?
Oh, yeah.
Well, instead of murder hornets, who had this for September? Spiders the size of your hand sit to invade homes to look for sex over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
How would you like to see that?
I would not like to see that, actually.
No. So this is in the UK, not the US at the moment. So people across the UK are being warned not to panic as spiders across the country get set to find their way into homes in the coming weeks. Male house spiders, which can grow to have a leg span of 10 centimeters, will be a lot more noticeable in people's homes over the next month or so. This is because August and September is their mating season, and they'll be searching for females to mate with in the Nottinghamshire live reports.
The Shire.
As the weather turns colder and wetter, they will try to do this in the most comfortable places they can find. This tends to be your home, shed, garage. Yeah, these are big ass spiders. Like they have a picture of a spider on somebody's hand. That's just I mean, I don't mind spiders, but
yeah.
But spiders are that when they get that big.
See, and I would not like, just because we're spider bros does not mean we appreciate the spiders. We don't appreciate them in our house. Definitely not.
I mean, I appreciate some spiders. The wolf spiders are adorable. And the jumping spiders when they're babies.
If you think about it, they do a lot for us by getting rid of other bugs. But at the same time, they're just creepy. I don't know.
Pickle, what the hell are you doing over there?
I don't know. You two are in your own world. I'm just chilling.
Well, okay, so what, do you have some con stories, like, to any, like, crazy, like, you know, how we're just, like, running around the convention area, just, I don't know, like, playing music and dancing around?
You do, with Hunter.
Yes, you do.
With Hunter.
Yeah, with Hunter.
When you were walking by that party room.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, last year, yeah, just walked by My Chemical Romance party room, and we just sung.
And you sung?
About it.
What was the song?
I mean, there was multiple. I don't remember all of them, but they were all My Chemical Romance songs.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So were y'all just like sitting outside the room and you're just like...
No, we were just walking around trying to find something to do. And then we heard that.
Yeah, that's for the majority of cons. It's just like walking around trying to figure out like something to do. Because, I mean, there's a lot of times where you find things, but then there's just those lulls where it's like, what do I do?
How did I get here? Or you're always sitting there in the rave, drunk as fuck, and then like coming back from a blackout and just, what the fuck?
Okay, story time about that. Funny. Okay. Well, that kind of has to do with what I'm about to say. But we went to a con in Kansas City. This was me and a couple other friends, not these guys, not the Spider Bros, but this is a different friend group. And we found out that prior to going to the convention, that this was like a family-friendly convention, so there was no alcohol allowed. And they actually, what they said, and this didn't actually happen, they're like, we'll breathalyze you before going into the rave. And we were really freaked out about it. But like, we're just like, you know what, we're just going to risk it. We're just going to go. And so we got absolutely trashed. We drank I think I drank almost an entire handle of rum or something. And Oh my god. Yeah, wait, what would you consider? What would you consider like getting belligerently drunk? Two handles of rum?
I mean, for no.
I mean,
full 750 of 99 bananas. Just how?
Oh hell no. And then I had two shots of Everclear after that too.
Oh my god.
See, that's where I was like, the handle of rum and the two shots of Everclear. It was nasty. Okay, like I drank
Everclear though.
But actually, no, if you drink Everclear with Dr. Pepper, it's not that bad. Man. It's not that bad.
You disgust me!
So we ended up going to the rave, absolutely trashed, even though they said there's a bunch of rules about how you're not supposed to do it. And there was actually police officers outside, so we were just kind of freaking out. But we went in and everything was fine. Like, we just... That was probably one of the craziest raves that I've been to, just because, like... I don't know if I've ever been like that wasted ever again at a rave. Like, it was just like, I was just gone.
I remember a story.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't want to tell it now.
No, tell it.
No, I don't want
to. We want to hear it.
No, you don't.
The people want to hear it.
No.
Pickle.
The whole two people that listen to this.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What was it? Oh yeah, last year. I was experimenting a lot last year. Because with cosplays.
Oh, I was like experimenting. The old college try.
I've done that already.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Not that great.
Oh, damn.
Where was I getting at? Oh yeah, I was different. It was my first time actually cosplaying, not Deadpool. But last year I was still Deadpool last year, but it was just cosplayed Pennywise, and I also cosplayed the Joker for the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. Yeah. So I went to a rave as Pennywise and stuff, and I wasn't dancing. I was just standing there in the flashing strobing lights, and there were a lot of people that were just super uncomfortable just watching Pennywise just stand there.
Yes.
And I didn't even realize I was making people uncomfortable. I was literally just watching other people dance, and I was just watching up on stage and shit. I wasn't even paying attention, but there was like people that were just like over in the distance just watching me with like fear in their eyes. And the moment that I felt somebody watching me, I decided to turn towards those people and look at them, and then they went running out of the rave room.
Oh my god.
I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to scare anybody.
Well, I was gonna say, most of them have probably had a couple drinks before that. They probably went to a couple room parties, so they're probably like, oh my god, that's like Pennywise.
Well, and then the stuff that happened before the rave, I was literally just walking down the hallway, and there was a girl, I'm assuming, just has clown phobia, or whatever the hell you call it, fear of clowns.
Yeah.
She literally, I was walking past her, I wasn't even looking at her, I was looking forward. She decided to like scream in my face and then run the other way, crying to the like tears in her eyes and crying. And then I like decided to like look, see what's going on. So the fact that I looked at her freaked her out even more. And then her friend got mad at me because I guess she thought that I was trying to freak her out, but I was literally just like, what's going on? Who's crying? Like, is everything okay? And her friend like got mad at me and yelled at me to stop looking at her. I'm like, oh my god, I'm never gonna cosplay Pennywise again, I guess. Jesus.
Okay, I kinda wanna look this up now. Hey Google, what is the fear of clowns called?
According to Geisinger, chlorophobia, or literally the fear of someone who walks on stilts, is the
chlorophobia. So that is the fear of
chlorophobia.
Like, yeah, I guess so. Fear of clowns. Fear of clowns.
Stupid.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's just what it is. It's what's up.
Stupid.
But no, literally, for the most part, I just, like I was saying, I just pretty much like dance around cons and have like a Bluetooth speaker and cosplay Spider-Man.
Oh,
yeah, I am.
Do we, after the break, to give them a little something to look forward to, we should tell the story.
Which one?
The break's not for like another
7 minutes, but I know, but that should be at the next part because it's a big story.
Oh, are you talking about Spider Bros?
Yeah.
Or the creation of Spider Bros?
Yeah, I was going to keep it a secret.
Right.
But now we can't!
Well, it's not a secret anymore!
Surprise!
Surprise, motherfucker. All rise, motherfucker. Disguise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Wait, what? pickle?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
I'll just sit over here and listen to it.
Listen to... Oh, sorry, to our, yeah. Our... Oh, God.
Y'all have so much more than me, so you shouldn't even be on this episode.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Get...
What? Get what?
Get Shrek'd, bro.
Okay.
Get Shrek'd.
I have a story.
Oh, great.
It was actually...
Okay, well, tell us.
Oh man, that's fucking wild.
You gonna tell it?
Or gonna... No, like, are you gonna say it, or it's gonna like, oh man, that was crazy. Yeah.
Okay, so what's fucking wild is Pickle. That night that we ran into each other at NebCon and you were Beast Boy, and I walked up to you and I was like, dude, I love your Beast Boy cosplay, and you're like, dude, you don't remember me, do you? And I'm like,
oh,
yeah. What?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no, possibly not. Dude, I'm pretty drunk right now. And you're like, I was rope pool. And then I got so excited. Anyway,
yeah.
Literally, the person that I told you that I was trying to find at the party was Isabella.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. That is something.
Bad blood. Hey. Woo!
No, like. That's that. Now you see why I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Yikes. That's a big. Why did you bring that up? Like, what made you think to bring that up?
I was just thinking of the story.
Oh. I was like, well, damn. Okay.
I was literally just thinking of the story. And then then I was like, oh, yeah. Isabella was the. I met Isabella that same night.
Oh.
Right
yeah.
on.
Hell yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's a cool friend. She's a really cool person. Better. But yeah. But no, that after that night was when me and Pickle started talking a lot more.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
You're like, wait, what?
On Facebook.
Yeah.
What?
When
did
we started talking a lot more on Facebook.
Yerp.
Pickle sitting like, all around me are familiar faces. Worn out places.
Worn out
Pickle,
faces.
Are you Ben Affleck?
What?
Are you Ben Affleck?
What are you talking about?
Have you not seen the sad
oh,
flag?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I was like, no.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about the South Park episode where, like, Ben Affleck's parents are little butt faces, and they're talking about their son and how he's, like, a shithead. And they're
what?
Like, everybody calls their son a shithead, and they're like, our son's not a shithead. He's not a shithead at all. And, like, you don't know who their son is. Until at the very end, and they're like, son, come here. And they're like all laughing and smiling and farting because, like, that's their butt faces. Turns out their son is Ben Affleck.
Okay. All right.
And it was, I think they even said that Ben Affleck was his stage name. His literal name was Ben Asscrack.
Ben Asscrack. Oh my God.
I believe that is what happened in the show. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of stuff.
I feel like that's where that came from, was that South Park episode of the Ben Askren.
Dear Lord.
Cool.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus. Dear Lord.
I'm like trying to think of like more like comic book newsy stuff or anything relating to cons.
Well,
I can't. I can't think of anything.
I mean, we can list off the dates for like ASIN, like for what they're supposed to be next year.
Yeah.
And we're going to be going to ASIN, and so also another thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving updates to like when we're going to conventions or anything like that. Like we have been thinking about doing panels.
Yeah, I would love to do some panels.
Same.
Well, same. I want to kind of do what we did for the Spider Bros panel for the first time. Or that and like mix in like commentary.
Oh, you're talking about the dancing and
everything?
Yeah. That
yeah.
was so much fun. We definitely
do like an intro where we just do like dancing and like a song or something like that. And then getting to like, come on, Pickle. Just
dance.
To dance.
I'm not going to.
We can't dance either.
You're
going to
be like that guy from High School Musical. I can't dance. I know you can.
So, damn it. I can't dance.
See, you know it. Why do you say, oh my God? You know
it.
Yeah.
God damn.
You're literally, or what is his character?
Onions.
No, he's not. Orlando Bloom does not play that character. He does not play a character in High School Musical. Orlando Bloom. Oh my god, the onion juice is in my eyes. Fuck.
What the fuck, onion juice? Okay, so...
I'm making chorizo and dirty rice, and the onion got in my eye, I think, from when I was cutting it. But now I'm like,
oh. So, oh my goodness.
Oh
that's fuck. So the,
it's almost break.
Yo.
It is almost break, I know.
All right, anyways,
the
yeah.
registration for
no,
Anime
it's 5
Central.
Seconds.
Oh,
we're going on break.
Yep, it's yep. May 21st to the 23rd.
Okay.
There's a 1999 Russian novel which tells the Lord of the Rings from Sauron's perspective.
Well, welcome back.
Oh,
welcome back from break. Welcome back from break. Welcome back from break.
What's up, guys? Yeah, but yeah, there's a 1999 Russian novel which tells the Lord of the Rings from Sauron's perspective.
What? Is it the Silmarillion? Or no?
I don't know.
Because
I'm not sure if it's true, but...
Well, because my dad had this all. I don't know if it's all the Silmarillions, but
yo, it's called The Last Ring Bearer.
About 1999.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that actually.
By Kirill Yeskov.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's not even by J.R.R. Tolkien?
No, but
I thought it was Tolkien.
Tolkien. I've always said Tolkien.
That's kind of cool.
I don't know what it is.
But.
Hey,
so,
hey, Google, how do you... What the hell?
it's connected to my phone as well.
Hey, Google,
shut up.
How do you say J.R.R. Tolkien?
That's pronounced J.R.R. Tolkien.
Tolkien.
You were saying it right.
So, other news, or the comic news that I was talking about that I found, is actually sad.
Oh.
It's sad. News. The voice actor for Cyclops from the original X-Men animated series passed away.
Just today, or?
Yeah. From what I just saw. Oof. Yeah. Our Marvel heroes.
I mean, I never liked Cyclops, but it's still sad.
It's, what about James Marsden as Cyclops in the X-Men series?
Absolutely
movies?
Absolutely not.
That is the best portrayal of Cyclops ever. Absolutely not. Absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, in the first movie, I really don't think he was that bad, but in the second and the third.
The third especially, he was... Yeah, no.
Well,
oh my god.
He wasn't bad in the first one because he barely said anything. Or
exactly!
Right, exactly. As soon as he opened his mouth, he's like, oh god, no.
Please, don't.
But the funny thing
how
is...
How do I know if you're real? You're a prick. Okay.
I was going to say he's not that bad of an actor, but he's even not that great of an actor in, like, Sonic.
Oh, my God, that is him.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder I thought Sonic was okay at best.
I was going to say, yeah, he's also in Enchanted, the fucking movie where the princess. He is in Hop. Yeah, I know, he's really not a great actor from what I've seen him be in. Okay, what other movies? I swear we've seen something like a TV show with James Marsden in it. I can't think of what
Hold on,
it
let's,
is.
Let's look this up.
Oh my god. It was like, I don't know. I want to say like a...
Westworld.
Westworld. So he is actually good in that show. And I think
he is really
good
in Westworld.
Show.
I rather enjoy him than Westworld.
Yeah. Now we're going off on James Marsden. I was like, we're not even talking about conventions anymore. We're talking about James Marsden.
Yeah, right. Started off with 1999 Russian
Right.
The Rings.
Right.
Cool.
Like, what are their con stories? I can think of like a million different con stories. Like, there was this one time that me and Ted were like, we were just fucking around like the convention area, and we found these like water fountains by the side of one of the bathrooms. That's, you know, the lobby entrance where they have there's like a green grassy like wall, and then you see like there's like the computer desks or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
over there
yeah.
There's like a water fountain, and this was like on Sunday, and we were like absolutely bored out of our gourd. We didn't know what to do, and we're just like, wait a minute, why don't we just like start humping these water fountains, mm-hmm. like on just out of nowhere. And so like as people were walking past, they just see a Spider-Man and a Deadpool humping water fountains just by this grass wall, you know. This is just the crazy shit that I get into. Like, I just do a bunch of random stupid crowd. So,
my post,
that's just, I don't know.
I post sexy on a couch as Deadpool.
During the dating auction, when I was Deadpool, I laid down seductively on stage.
Oh my God.
I even said if anybody bets $20, I'll lay down seductively on the stage, and like six hands went up, and I'm like, oh.
Oh my God. I just remembered mine. I remember I went on the microphone and I was like, if anybody wants to do the upside down kiss from Spider-Man, like Mary Jane, I'm your boy. And I only got $5 for that. I only got $5 because everyone was like, nope.
How much did you get for your gender bet?
Oh,
Ariel?
My Ariel? I think I only got like $10 from that. I don't know. Like, I apparently am not worth that much, so.
Oh my God, the one chick got $1,200?
Yeah, no, like, one of my friends, that was a different person, but I'm pretty sure she got, like, $1,200.
That was Bailey.
Bailey?
Yeah, who said that she would step on your throat with her heels.
Me? Or
she just told the audience
that. Oh, I was like, I don't remember that.
Menace. Fucking one. Menace to Mind? The Pikachu?
Oh my God!
He's always the dude. My friend goes with him. Yeah, he goes in there with so much money.
He spent $1,200 on that girl? I mean, like, the way that she said that, I'm like, hell yeah, I'll spend, well, maybe not $1,200.
I chased him as a giant squirrel as Pokemon Trainer Deadpool.
Oh my God.
And that video got like 100 likes on the Nepcon page, and
Did you say Squirtle? Oh, it sounded like you said Squirtle.
No. I was like internet famous for a whole day. That was nice.
Oh yeah, that was you? Oh my God.
Yes, that was me chasing the giant squirrel.
I remember that was going all around the Nepcon. Like, I saw it on Twitter and shit. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was famous for like
a day. Was amazing.
I even went to me and my group that I went with even went to a bar to eat, and I was still in my Pokemon Trainer Deadpool outfit, and there was like three people that like walked up to me and asked for a picture because they seen me on.
Oh.
That's actually how I found out that I was like internet famous for all day, because they're just like, oh hey, like we seen you like on Twitter, we seen you on Facebook, we seen you on Instagram, we've been seeing you everywhere. I was like, why? And then they showed me the video. I was like, is that 100 likes? And they're like, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was like, am I famous? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Oh,
I was like, I just wanted to chase a Pokemon because I'm Pokemon Trainer Deadpool.
Yikes.
And shout out to, wait, no, it wasn't Trevor that filmed it. I don't remember who filmed it.
Oh.
Shout out to whoever filmed it. It was it was somebody in my group that decided, hey, you should go chase that Squirtle and we'll film it. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God, should I tell them about how I got married at a convention?
And then we'll tell the story of how we got lost.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so preface this with, I met, this would be my ex-girlfriend. Shout out to Sadie if you're listening to this. Hey.
Woo, love you, Sadie. Shout out to the Illinois crew.
That's right. Shout out to the Midwest gang.
And Kenny, we love you, Kenny.
Yeah.
And Troy.
But yeah, no, we just started. I started talking to this Lady Deadpool at the time, and
I talked to her too. Well,
Lady,
I don't know if it was the same one, but there wasn't many Lady Deadpools, so I'm pretty sure it was.
In Chicago.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, my ex is from Chicago. Yeah, long distance relationships. Let's see. So we were just sitting down. And this was the first day, and we're just like hanging out for a long time, and then we weren't, and then we just kind of hang out on Saturday. And then on Saturday, I think it was when we were like, we should get married, because that's what you do at a convention, is you just get married to people, you know, just, you know, it's like Las Vegas.
But they had boobs.
We had, one of her friends had like fake boobs. I think that's exactly how she says. She's like, boobs. I don't know. He was doing like a crossplay, I think, and he just had fake boobs. And we had the fan of the opera officiating our wedding. Instead of rings, we had those fake boobs. And we just put it on our head, and that was our ceremony.
Juggling boobs.
Right. And then
you tried to do the catch.
I tried to do the catch, and this was supposed to be like our reception, like our wedding reception. And we're like, oh, let's do the couples dance. And we tried doing the the cats from Dirty Dancing. The I had the time of my life. And so I had done this before in a bar. It's not like this is the first time that I've ever done this catch. So you would think that I would actually be able to do it. That's the thought process in this. I was like, oh yeah, I got this. Like she's like about the same size as the girl that I'd picked up in the bar. We did the Dirty Dancing routine or whatever. And we got into the song, and then it was like one of those moments, you know, when YouTubers like edit like the Wasted.
It was at this moment he knew he fucked up.
Like, you know, the GTA like Wasted, like, like that. That's how I felt in that moment as we were like falling down. I was like, no, Wasted. That was the craziest time. I don't think I can compare to getting married by boobs at a convention by the Phantom of the Opera. That was probably one of the craziest things.
It was one of those moments where you look back and just go, how did I get there?
Right. How in my life at 20 years old did I end up at an anime convention in a Spider-Man suit marrying a girl from Illinois with fake boobs? Like, how, when do you like question where your life is at that point? Like, it's just like, oh man. Oh man.
So,
I don't know.
Me and Speedy, we got lost at Anime Central.
Yo.
So your boy Wraith.
It's your boy Skinny Penis.
It's your boy Skinny Penis.
It's your boy Skinny Penis. Anyways.
Skinny meter.
Oh my god.
Oh
my god.
I was in a raptor suit.
Yes.
I was a dinosaur. People gave me hugs. It was cool.
We were pretending you were the lizard.
The lizard from Spider-Man.
Except we had no lab coats.
We had no lab coats, so. But fully transformed lizard. Lizard right. From Amazing Spider-Man.
There you go.
The quality was just as bad, so.
Yeah. There you go.
But, so also, we were smoking. Using the THC pen.
Which is legal in Illinois, so yes, it's fine.
Yes.
Right.
So I hotbox the raptor suit.
Oh my god.
These people walk behind me and they see the smoke coming out
billowing
of the
out.
Vent. Just like it was like small little puffs, like smoke circles that were coming out of the raptor suit. And these guys walk behind me, and they're just like, yo, I bet that dude getting super high in that. And I just turn around, and the raptor head, like, if you've ever worn a, like, T-Rex suit or, like, any kind of fat suit that covers your whole body, you know when the head, like, flies back, like the fucking plastic mirror, like, sticks to your face? Yeah, that's what happened to me. So, like, stuck to my face. I'm all sweaty as fuck. Just ripped. And I look at these guys, and I just point at them in this raptor suit, and I, like, put my hands on my hips and go, oh, yeah. And they're just like, yeah.
Like the Kool-Aid man? Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fucking, God. Well, we got...
That was so good, though, because then we got like, trapped, not, like, trapped, but, like, we were, like, trying to find our way through this,
through the vendor hall,
and we're just, like, oh, my God, like, all the hallways look so similar, everything looks the same, these booths look the same.
I got asked to be in a Green Ranger video where he's trying to summon the Dragonzord, and all that comes in is the, like me as Blue from Jurassic World. Like he gets like a Triceratops. He gets the voice actor for Saba to actually be in this. Like he went to go play the flute and Saba started talking, the white sword, the voice actor for him. And he's like, I usually don't do this, but yeah, let's do it. And if anybody can find that video, I would absolutely love to see that video. But if anybody can find it, send it to us in our Discord. So we got stuck, and we had to call the Phantom.
Oh my god! And we're like, we're so lost. He's like, where are you guys? We're in the vendor's room. We don't know where we're going. We're literally freaking out.
I'm super fucking high right now. Dawson keeps getting pulled over to the side.
To take pictures and do
the Spider-Man meme of everybody pointing at each other.
Yeah, we did that for like, but I don't even remember. It was like, I was so gone at that point.
And like, at that point, I'm like dying in this rapper suit. Because like I said, this is a 100,000 person convention. There's a lot of bodies. There are a lot of bodies in the vendor hall. And I am sweating to death. And like 30 minutes in, when we were first trying to get out, I'm just like, dude, I got to get out of here. I got to go outside. I need to get some air. I'm dying. We were there for an hour and a half. And Speedy was sitting there taking pictures. And I couldn't get mad at him or anything, but I'm sitting there.
You can get mad. Like, I honestly do not know how long I was in the, like, taking pictures with people. It probably was way too long.
It was an hour and a fucking half.
Right. And then we just started, like, walking around. I'm like, hey, what's up, my Spider Bros? You're like, dude, I have to go out. I'm just like, my Spider Bros, though. I'm like, goddamn. But the Spider Bros.
And like, I'm like, I don't want to unzip it in here. Because then I would have to, because I'm only in my underwear under this.
Oh my god.
But so we had to call the Phantom.
Yeah.
And Phantom being the Phantom, he was trying to do a concert.
Yep.
And we kept calling him because we got Domino's Pizza.
God. This is our staple, by the way. We love Domino's Pizza. We get Domino's Pizza almost once a week.
Oh my god.
Almost once a week.
Probably five times a month.
True.
Probably. True. Yeah.
Well, me and Phantom, we had two free pizzas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And me and Speedy, we were heading to the hotel because we ordered the pizzas, and they said that the pizzas were going to be there in about an hour and a half. So we're like, we got enough time. We'll take a shuttle to our hotel, relax a little bit, change into our Spider-Man suits, and come back to the convention. We get to the hotel and get a phone call.
Mm.
Hey, this is Domino's. We're here with your delivery. And we're like, what the fuck? So me and Speedy were about 3 miles away from this hotel.
Yo.
And we're the only ones that are in cosplay. Like, everybody, this whole shuttle was full. And this whole shuttle could hold, like, 12 people. And the only person that really knew what was happening was the driver. We were the only people in cosplay. Everybody else was, like, getting ready to, like, travel.
They were all going to, like, the airport. And we stopped at the airport. We stopped at, like, another hotel or something like that. And there's like, just like this random like, people.
We're sitting here. We're trying to like order this pizza. And the ladies that are behind us, they're like, this is the most epic order of a pizza I've ever seen.
They're like, wait a minute. Like, Spider-Man is ordering pizza right now.
Pizza time.
Yeah.
And while we're waiting there, while we're waiting for the shuttle to come up, we start talking, me and Speedy, we start talking and about how We want to do this. We want to do like podcasts, Twitch, YouTube. It's just something that's fun. We've always been wanting to do it, and that's where we started the concept of Spider Bros.
We went back. I don't remember exactly like why we went back to the hotel. I think because you wanted to get like pajama pants on or something like that. I'm frog eyeing right now, man. And then like we went back and you got like pajama pants. Well, I went back and I got shorts. Was that because
you practiced?
Yeah,
that was the same time as the practice.
Oh, okay. Because I remember the one time you were like, I'm frog eyeing so bad, man.
Oh, no,
got, like,
no,
the
no.
Pajama
no.
pants.
Do what?
I
want
to tell a story now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Never mind.
No, you got this. You got this.
No, I forgot it.
Cons.
me 1 second. I was thinking about it the whole entire time, and then as
just like close your eyes and like imagine.
As soon as you guys said, "Yeah, go for it," I forgot it completely. Oh yeah. I guess I didn't do something really bad, but I kind of not on purpose disappointed a child because it was Saturday and I was Beast Boy.
Dude, what's worse than a rapist? A child.
It was Saturday. I was Beast Boy. It was very late. I was going back to my hotel room to get out of all of this, which is, it's going to lead into another really disgusting story, actually, is how I got all the makeup off in the shower in the certain rag that I wasn't supposed to use.
Oh, I think you told me about this,
but,
like, yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Before that, leading up to it, there was a small child that I assume I just made his day because he wanted to see Beast Boy and he didn't care about anything else.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him as Beast Boy and everything, and he kept putting me on the spot, first of all. He kept saying, "You should turn into this, you should turn to that." I'm just like, look. So I made up a thing where I was just like, they won't allow me to because then I'll start destroying the whole con, and we don't want that, do we? He's just like, well, no, I want that. I can't turn into anything.
Whoa, the kid was just like, destroy that hotel. Yeah. Destroy that hotel.
Well, and then,
like,
and then this isn't even the main part of the story. I'm just kind of going off.
Yeah.
But as this kid was kept putting me on the spot, this random dude walked by. He was just like, actually, I did see him go. I did see him transform into a T-Rex before. And they absolutely said that if he does it again, he's going to be kicked out. So he really can't do it. I was like, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
it's exactly,
that is so cool.
Exactly what he said. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Because I couldn't figure out what to tell the poor kid. And this dude, like, saved me. So
that's
shout out to that dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, the main part of the story is me disappointing him. He was just like, well, are you going to be back tomorrow as Beast Boy? I was like, maybe. We'll have to see. Okay, I'm lying. I did actually tell him I was going to be back.
And did you go back?
No.
As...
But see,
I've done that before.
Here's the thing. I didn't think I was going to run into him again, but I did, outside of me being Beast Boy.
Right.
So... I was like, yeah, I'll definitely be back, because I just wanted to make his night. I was like, yeah, I'll definitely be back. But in my mind, I was just like, I'm not putting all this on again.
Right.
It's Sunday. I'm not gonna cosplay or anything. So yeah, come Sunday, I was literally walking around with my friend Kendall, and right behind me, I could hear this kid's voice, and I turn around really quick, and I see him. I'm like, oh my god. And this kid was legitimately asking me, he was legitimately asking his father, where's Beast Boy? I'm like, oh my god,
oh my
why
god.
Did I do this? This poor child.
No.
I was just like, oh, I feel so terrible.
He's
I
like,
told him
probably hates Beast Boy now.
Yes. I was like, I told him he was gonna be here, and he's not here. And that poor kid was just looking around for Beast Boy. I was like, I didn't think I was gonna run into him. But anyway, but yeah, disappointed the kid. But anyway, leading up after that, when I went into the hotel room, I was like, I need to get all this crap off because it's just weighing heavy on me because it was like a lot of makeup because you have to do that to be Beast Boy.
Oh,
so I went into the shower and I started using a rag to wipe off all the makeup and like get it all off my face and everything. I got really deep in there too. I got in my eyes and everything. I was scrubbing to hell. So I come out completely not green anymore, and Hunter's just like, oh cool, you got it all off. Or my friend Hunter's like, oh cool, you got it all off. I was like, yeah. He's just like, all right, well, gonna also step into the shower and everything. So he stepped into the shower, started using the same was about to start using the same rag. He seen that it was green. So after his shower, he was just like, Brian, I need to ask you something. I was just like, what's up? He was just like, did you use a brown rag to get the makeup off? I was just like, well, yeah. He was just like, Brian, I used that rag to wash my butthole and my penis.
Oh my god.
I was like, are you serious? He was just like, yeah, that was my own personal rag, Brian. You just wiped it all over your face. You just got my whole entire butthole and my penis.
Oh my
in
God.
Your eyes, on your face. I was just like, oh. So naturally, I went into the bathroom and threw up because I could not stand the thought of me actually doing that. And it's been just a running joke ever since.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a running joke every time we go to cons together. He's just like, Brian, don't use that brown rag. I was just like, I'm not going to use the
Never
brown
again.
Rag, Hunter.
Never
he's
again.
He's just like, okay, good. Don't use it, Brian. And he likes to remind me. And I told him yesterday that I was going to mention that story. So there you go.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, we were getting back to the convention area after we were in the
to the convention area, so yeah. I had to get back in there because we had to get back to the hotel because I was in the Raptor suit. So we are coming back. We're trying to get a hold of Phantom, and he's not answering. And Phantom, he's trying to do a concert.
Which is fine,
say
the least, but at the same
Which
time, our
fine.
Food was on the way, so we're like...
And we even told him, we're like, hey, we're going to call you.
Right.
Like, just in case. And, like, we tried calling him 6 times. He answers, and he's like, what? What do you want? And I'm like, dude, the pizza's there. He's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God, you guys.
You guys haven't even been gone that long. Like, what the fuck? And so I called the Domino's guy. And the Domino's guy is like, okay, so where are you guys at? I'm like, so we have a guy who's dressed as the Phantom of the Opera who is going to meet up with you to grab the pizza. And the guy is just like, is he going to sing to me?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, we're just like, possibly. He's like, great.
He's like,
and I'm just
all
like,
right.
I'm like, all right. Yeah, thank you. Like, got off the phone with him. And, like, the dude, I guess, so this is what Phantom told me. I guess the dude was just standing there awkward as fuck because he didn't know what was happening and he just saw all these people that were in furry suits.
All the furry suits,
all the
morph suits, all that.
All the people that were being walked around on a chain.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a sight to see. If you've never been to a convention, there is a lot of things that's not necessarily – you don't necessarily see that in day-to-day life. So to see it, it's just like, oh, okay. I mean, like, now I'm used to it. But, like, if you were to just go to a convention, you would just be appalled at some of the things that happen at conventions.
My first year con, my goodness.
Yeah, no, okay. The first year that I went to a con, it was 2010, and I – was what 11 and this was happening. So I understand why I'm now, like, looking back, why my parents were so upset why I was going to conventions, because there's a lot of things that are pretty raunchy about conventions, and the fact that an 11 year old was there witnessing all
of
that,
all
not only that, but my mom and my grandfather came into the convention area because they couldn't find me. I wasn't answering my phone because to be fair, I did not want to go back home because I was having such a fun time. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to answer. Dumb. Don't do that. Because then they came into the convention area when they found me, my guys, my ladies, my non-binaries. What they said to me was, the Lord, that everyone here needs Jesus. Everyone here needs some, like, holy water, like, purify your eyes. They literally covered my eyes and walked me out of the convention area. Like, they're just like, you cannot witness any more of this. They saw...
We got holy water last night.
We did get holy water last night.
Since there's only 2 minutes left, that has to be for next time.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that next time. But, what was I... Oh, they saw a Heisenberg in just his underwear. Just his underwear.
I talked to that guy.
Yeah, they saw that guy, and they're just like...
Really cool dude.
They're like, this man is walking around in his underpants while there's children walking around. Okay, to be fair, that's probably true. That's probably not a good thing to do.
He's a really cool, nice guy.
But he is a really cool dude.
He was just playing the character.
Right.
Very
but they
well,
didn't know
I
that.
Add.
They didn't know that.
Very well, I might have.
If you have never been to a convention, the things that you see at conventions can be pretty shocking.
Oh, I guess... Especially at raves?
Oh, yeah. If a regular, like, Karen mom went to a convention and saw the things that happen in a raves, how belligerently drunk people get, they would be very, like, holy crap.
We have ran into because, like, we got random marijuana.
Yeah, right. Exactly. In an elevator. In an elevator, my dudes.
Elevator of all places. But right. Anyway, guys, our time is coming short, unfortunately.
Yes.
But you guys have any news? Anything that you wanna say before it's all?
Not for.
I'm pregnant.
Oh my God, Pickle's pregnant.
Shut the fuck up.
With a cucumber, or you're like ingesting all the vinegar, so it turns into a pickle by the time that you
birth it. I'm naming it Larry the Cucumber.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. But anyways, we're gonna end it here.
I'm not actually pregnant.
I am.
Well, God damn it, Pickle. Yes. Of course we know that you're not pregnant.
Damn.
But anyway, as always, I am your friendly neighborhood Ray.
And I am Speedy.
I am, like he literally just said, Pickle.
Woo!
And we will see you guys on the next episode or stream or podcast.
We love you.
Love you.
Ba, 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 ba.